The Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith on Wednesday issued a note of warning to Catholics regarding the works of a well-known Jesuit theologian who has spent most of his career working amongst the poorest communities of El Salvador. Father John Sobrino was born in Spain but was sent to Latin America in the late 1950s, where he became involved in the struggles of the poor and the development of liberation theology. He was one of the founders of the Jesuit-run University of Central America, which was renowned for its criticism of abuses by the Salvadoran military government during the Civil War of the 1970s and 80s. In November 1989, he narrowly escaped assassination because he was in Thailand when six other Jesuits from his community were murdered by military gunmen. While praising Sobrino's commitment to the poor, the Vatican notification takes up six points contained in two of his best-known works, which it says do not conform to official church teaching.
This is not a personal condemnation. In fact, the congregation shows appreciation of Sobrino's option for the poor.
Father Greg Prosper is a member of the Vatican's International Theological Commission. He tells my colleague Charles Collins why it was necessary to issue this notification.
The document is a warning to the faithful that some doctrines contained in two books by Sobrino, nominally a historico-theological reading of Jesus of Nazareth and the faith in Jesus Christ, do not measure up to revealed doctrine and to official church statements. The warning has been considered necessary given the widespread circulation of these writings and their use in seminaries. Had it been just an article in some learned paper, I suppose that nothing would have been said against about it, and it would have been left to the discussion among theologians. But as these books are having widespread reading and also influence in seminaries, so I mean a warning was absolutely necessary. Now, in the introduction, in fact, the faithful are reminded that the Church, from its very beginning and throughout the ages, has always preached and practiced succor for the poor. The two documents concerning the theology of liberation, published about 20 years ago, showed this solicitude. The only sense that the Marxist interpretation in some of these theologies.
What's the difference then between the option for the poor promoted by the Church and Father Sobrino's idea of the Church of the Poor?
Well, the option for the poor, of course, is that any Christian who thinks he is a real Christian should take the poor into consideration, because first of all, theirs is the kingdom of heaven, and the goods of this world belong to all. And so whoever sort of abounds in riches or whatever it is should have certainly solicitude for the poor if he is to call himself a Christian. The church of the poor is, in a way, is an invention, because, to put it simply, Sobrino does not follow the standard Catholic rules of the game in doing theology. Theology is a science, and it's got its methodology, united, of course, with the faith of the theologians. Beginning with sociological observation and forcing the data of revelation into the ensuing reflections is not correct. So, I mean, that is sort of the church or theology of the poor or from the poor. It's an adaptation of theological thinking and also the doctrine of the church into social, forcing it into sociological structures, you see. That is why then it's not a question of helping or not helping, living or not living for the poor. That, of course, is to be praised in everybody. But when it comes then to forcing theological formula to fit these sociological categories, it's there then that trouble can arise.
As well as questioning Father Sobrino's theological methods, the notification sets out five other points which it says do not measure up to official church teaching. These are the downplaying of the divinity of Jesus, the explanation of the incarnation, the relationship between Jesus and God's kingdom, Jesus' understanding of himself, and the doctrine on Jesus' atoning death. Father Grech says while Catholics may continue to read Father Sobrino's works, they must be aware of the ways in which they endanger the faith of the Church.
We are not speaking here of explicit heresy or of personal excommunication, but of theological statements which endanger the faith of the Catholic Church and the Credo itself. Jesus and the Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity, are intimately united in one person, that is, the person of the Logos. This keeps the Credo together. Now, Sobrino, in a way, if we can compare this, loses the nuts and bolts of this unity in such a way that the whole structure totters and threatens to fall apart, dissolving the Credo. So that is why it was necessary for the congregation to publish this notification. It's a question of telling the faithful, look, read Sobrino's book as much as you like, but remember that these points, which we have touched upon, are, let's say, dangerous for the faith if they're pushed to extremes. And some of them also touch, in a way, what we might call even heresy, because they contradict certain church dogmas which have been defined in the councils of Ephesus and Chalcedon by both Greeks and Latins, and to which all denominations, even Protestants themselves, recur when they speak about the interpretation of the Credo, you see.
You say this is a warning, but does the notification carry any sort of juridic effect or penalty put on the works themselves?
No, ma'am, they can't be called sort of prohibited, or because, of course, the index doesn't exist any longer. But it's just to tell the faithful that if they read these books and if they are used in seminaries, that these 6 points are not approved by the Catholic Church. And so they cannot be said to convey church doctrine. One word about the procedure. This is not actually a condemnation from above without consulting anybody. The author has been consulted. The congregation communicated these 6 points to the Father General of the Jesuit Order, who passed them on to Sobrino, and he had a couple of months to answer. He did answer, but it seems that his answer did not satisfy either the committee that had written them or the ordinary session of the bishops and cardinals that are members of the congregation. So they were taken over to the Holy Father, and the Holy Father approved the publication of this notification. That's how things run, you see.
Father Grech Prosper is a member of the Vatican's International Theological Commission.